T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Genesis is your AOTD, your artist of the day. Keyword to cash this hour is world, W-O-R-L-D. So the tornado watch, or as Dana calls it, the tornado maybe,
yes,
is canceled for the immediate Kansas City metropolitan area, but still in effect till 9 o'clock for
parts north and parts east.
Yes. Parts north and parts northeast.
Yes.
Okay.
So just know that if you haven't had the really strong rain yet, it's coming.
I'm trying to get one soccer practice in this year.
It's not going to happen. Just give up.
It's like every Tuesday is rain day. I'm not kidding. We've canceled more practices than we've had. So anyway, keyword to cash is world, W-O-R-L-D. Text it into 72881. Go ahead, and then I have a story for all of us.
This one is just crazy. Out of Virginia, a town called Chesapeake is banning kids over the age of 12 from trick-or-treating.
What?
If you go trick-or-treating and you're over the age of 12, you can spend time in jail and or be made to pay a fine up to $100.
Is this a joke?
It is not a joke. They actually have a misdemeanor on the books. Quote, trick-or-treat activities.
Aren't you too young to be charged with a crime at the age of 12?
I don't know. So. My son is between 12 and 13, and they're still excited to go out and do it this year. And I'm like, I'm happy that they're excited to still go because I feel like we're coming to the end of that chapter.
You know, I haven't, Sarah doesn't do it anymore. She's a senior. She didn't care anymore. But Maya's in eighth grade. I wonder, you know, she did go like a little bit last year. Not a lot, but she did a couple of houses in the neighborhood. And I don't know. I mean, have I seen my last Halloween? Well, you know what I'm not doing this year?
I'm getting your bowl stolen again.
You can't get the same bowl stolen.
I love that they took the entire bowl. I mean, that makes a statement. It's not like they just wiped out the candy.
No, they took my bowl.
They took the bowl.
And it wasn't some little, like, piece of plastic.
Because you put out the nice bowl.
Jack-o'-lantern piece of crap that you get at Walmart or something. This was a nice ceramic bowl that I used to mix the pancake batter in.
And some mom was like, hey, go grab that because that looks nice.
I learned me a lesson that year. You know what I'm going to do?
Still upset
I'm going to put rat traps in there.
That's not nice.
Dig your hand in there and take all my candy. You're going to lose a finger. That's what's going to happen to you, kid.
You know, if you just sat on your porch and actually handed out candy, you wouldn't have had that problem.
If you would sit on your porch and handed out candy.
Kara.
Dana.
A man has offered...
I'm not feeling well today.
I can tell.
A man has offered his girlfriend up on eBay like a used car.
Oh, good.
And is getting bids.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Question for all the women out there. What would you do if your boyfriend put you up for sale on eBay, describing you as he would a used car?
How did he describe her?
Constant whining noise. Fairly tidy, but up close shows some signs of wear. Just about the only thing Dale Leakes didn't offer to potential buyers was the chance to kick his girlfriend's tires when he listed her on eBay as a joke last month. He estimated the delivery time was somewhere between October 4th and 5th. He says he was getting back at his girlfriend after she whipped him across the bottom while they were visiting a horse riding shop. They've been dating about a year. They are still dating. The prank backfired when they started raking in bids. The highest bid, before I'm sure eBay pulled this, was the equivalent of 120 $1,000.
Moses.
It's funny, but it's not funny because you think about all the human trafficking that goes
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
But if it is just a, I mean, it's a pretty good prank.
Did you say anything like there's the rear seal starting to leak or anything?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He writes, oh LOL, God. One day on eBay, and I'm getting messages from around the world. I only done it as a joke, but she's up to 52,000 pound now. I'm definitely selling. He says the messages are the best. Good luck when your missus finds out, pal.
Oh, come
on. The first few bids were from friends, and then bids started coming in from Australia, America, because he's in England. I was like, wow, what have I done? Well, what he did was break eBay's policy about selling humans.
Yeah.
It says whole or otherwise.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It says on the eBay website, FYI, we do not allow the sale of human bodies, body parts, or products made from the human body on eBay. I don't think he's really in trouble, but she's laughing and says she's not mad.
It's funny. It's actually pretty creative.
She called him a naughty child.
Fox News has an interesting story today. Care to guess how much weight the average American gains in the first year of a serious relationship?
Ooh, I'm going to go with 10 pounds.
Ooh.
10 pounds in the first year of a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 0 pounds.
Zero? Because you're trying to impress.
Yep.
In the course of a relationship, a serious relationship, not the first year, but in the court, you know, they interviewed people who were in the first year, people who'd been in a relationship for 15 years, okay. 16 years, whatever. For the long-term relationship, the average American gained 36 pounds. 36, that's mm-hmm. the average. Mm-hmm. In the first year, 17.
Oh, cool. See, that surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than I would have thought, obviously.
Men were much more likely to report a weight gain during the first year of a relationship. 69% of men said, yep, I gained weight. 45% of women. The research, which was done by Jenny Craig, found that love weight phenomenon is due chiefly to the uptick in dining out when starting a new relationship. An increase in ordering takeout or cooking at home while drinking together was the second biggest reason for the love weight occurrence.
Paul and I actually had to stop drinking wine when we first moved in together because we were going through like a bottle a night.
Wow. Between the two of you?
Between the two of us.
That's only two
Dana
glasses.
Calls that Tuesday.
It's Tuesday morning.
Well, yeah, but a bottle of... When you're going and dumping a whole 7 or 8 bottles at the Ripley... Side, it's not.
I call that the Ripple Glass Walk of Shame.
Exactly.
I'm like, there's salsa in here, people.
No one believes you.
A lot of salsa.
Coke. Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Individuals between the ages of 18 and 24 reached the comfortable phase of their relationships the quickest at just over 10 months. Those who were between the ages of 45 and 54 took the longest, clocking in before they reach the comfortable phase of their relationship at a year and a half.
Hmm.
Why did it take longer for them to reach
that's
the comfortable
interesting.
Phase? I don't know, maybe by the time you're 45 to 54, you've probably been divorced.
No more baggage?
Well, not just that, but you probably have kids that make it harder to do date nights and stuff like that. You know, like, for example, I have the girls tonight. I can guarantee you Kelly and I are not going out. We're not doing date night tonight.
Okay.
And I don't feel well.
So I don't want to make you mad, Scott, because it is in the 5 o'clock hour and like, you know, we try to keep things a little lighter in the 5 o'clock hour. But there was a girlfriend of mine today, Kara, who, did you read the post yet that I told you to read?
No.
She called me and said, hey, when you get into work, I sent you a DM. I want you to read this post. And she said, I think you're going to want to talk about it. I know you're not going to want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. And so when I go to read this post,
I
want to
talk about what this guy wrote about Charisse Davids.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one.
Well, it's all mixed up in the same stew of. You decide, listeners, what will be an extremely controversial Facebook post and should not be after a man at a concert grabbed this woman's butt.
Ooh.
Or. we can talk about the old...
We don't know that he's old.
Angry, misogynistic white guy who dropped a horrible, horrible comment about someone running for office here.
You see how she paints that? I mean, it's not even fair.
Well, it's accurate.
It is kind of a horrible comment.
Oh, it's horrible. Includes things like socialist, kickboxing lesbian, Indian, 50 exclamation points.
Go back to your reservation.
Yeah, he said that. Is this an elected official or semi, he feels like he's important, but he's really not official? What is this post?
Well, he's...
He's not like Secretary of State. Like, no. This is like a
oh,
county...
Oh, God, no.
Is it a city or a county?
He's a precinct man.
Okay.
He's a little precinct man.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. We'll look on the text line. You guys decide what you want to talk about, and then we'll save the other one for tomorrow.
No, we'll do the first one first and the second one second. I want to hear them both.
All right.
Keyword to cash this hour is world. Karen Marks at Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, if you've been in a relationship about a year and you've gained 28 pounds, call Dr. Daig. If it's 20 pounds, 50 pounds, maybe you've gained 100 pounds. It's all good. Dr. Daig will help you. And, you know, everyone that walks in that door has a different reason for their weight loss struggle. And I know husband-wife teams go in there and do this together. It's easier if you got a partner, right, to motivate you. Go see Dr. Daig. Make that free consultation. Do it with your spouse or your loved one. And make that free consultation. You're going to love the delicious meal replacements, the vitamins. I look better. I feel better when Dr. Daig is in my life. Wait till you see what he can do for you. Medically managed weight loss. Do it alone. Do it with a partner. You're going to be so glad you did. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 or taignutrition.com. You tell him Dana sent you.
So here is the story from the Kansas City Star. And it, before we even get started, it's horribly unfortunate language. And this is an example, and it happens on both sides. This is an example of what is wrong in the American political landscape today. It's just, we love to hate almost. Just because somebody has a different point of view. A local Kansas GOP official lashed out at Democratic congressional candidate Sharice Davids on social media this week, saying, quote, well, I'll get to the quote here in just a second. The Facebook message was written by Republican precinct committee man Michael Colney of Shawnee and sent to Ann Pritchett, president of the Johnson County Democratic Women's North Chapter. Here is what Mr. Colney allegedly wrote to Ann Pritchett. Little Miss Pritchett, you and your comrade's stealth attack on Yoder is going to blow up in your leftist face. The real Republicans will remember what the scum demon rats tried to do to Kavanaugh in November. And now here's where he starts talking about Sharice Davids. Your radical socialist kickboxing lesbian Indian will be sent back packing to the reservation. Oh, God. And then he followed that by adding 50 exclamation points at the end of his message. Now, Sharice Davids does kickbox. She is a lesbian, and she is of Indian descent. But sent packing back to the reservation? Oh. Davids is running against incoming Congressman Kevin Yoder for the hotly contested 3rd Congressional District seat. By the way, his comments have been roundly criticized by members of the Kansas GOP.
You know, there's nothing funny about this, so I'm not going to say what's funny about it, but she runs circles around this idiot in Shawnee, and he knows it, and so that is a threat to him. Notice the way he addresses Anne. In his original comments,
Little
he
Miss
says,
Pritchett.
Little Miss Pritchett, in that condescending tone. So this is a guy who certainly, he doesn't just hate women. He hates intelligent women and women in position of authority. And I will remind you, no, he's a public figure. I will not. I will remind you, David's went to UMKC first, then got her law degree at Cornell.
Well, but
was a White House fellow. She has an amazing resume.
I'm not here to argue whether or not Sharice Davids would be an attractive candidate to people
out,
on the
I'm,
left.
I'm
of
pointing
course
out that's why he hates her. Listen to the tone of that correspondence that he sent to the head of the Women's Democratic Organization
in Johnson County,
and in fact, and specifically heads up the northern Johnson County. So you're talking Fairway, you know, all of these little
Roland Park, Prairie Village.
He's so angry about politics,
but this
that
is...
he's lashing out to this woman, and it's sad, but I think he's actually the scariest kind of man out there right now.
This is the sort of language, and I'm not saying legally it has to stop, but this is just, it has to stop. If my father had written something like that, I would be embarrassed. I'd be ashamed.
He's not.
Your radical socialist kickboxing lesbian Indian will be sent back packing to the reservation. When do you type that and go, you know, I'm gonna hit send on that. I think I am, yeah.
Tell me again, Scott, he's a precinct committeeman.
Yeah.
What?
It's a very low-level political post. More often than not, these are write-in candidates. For example, when I went to vote in the Republican primary in Roland Park, we didn't even have one. It just said GOP, committeeman, precinct, whatever, and it was just blank. Most people don't want to do it. It's groundwork garbage.
I love this, too. When they asked him about the message, he said, what is this lady trying to accomplish? He makes it, again, about the women. He doesn't say, yes, I wrote it. I shouldn't have wrote it. He turns it around and wants to make it about the women. They said, well, would you like to discuss the message? He said he needed to talk to his attorney and then hung up the phone.
576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
A new report shows why bed sharing with an infant is so dangerous. That's next.
Dana right here for good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It is that simple. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. You type in whether or not you're a man or a woman, the state you live in, and whether or not you smoke. That's it. And then boom, right there at your fingertips, all kinds of quotes will come flooding into your computer to show you what is out there, how affordable life insurance can be to help protect your family. Then give Stuart Woodbury a call. It's what he does for decades here in Kansas City. We'll help you navigate the sometimes confusing waters of life insurance, how much you need, the kind you need, how long you need it, all of that good stuff. 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700. Don't forget, they do that annual review every year for all of their clients to make sure you are covered appropriately. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marxer. A new report shows that the rate of Kansas infants dying from a lack of oxygen has more than doubled in just 3 years. 20 kids died from unintentional asphyxia like suffocation, strangulation, or choking. 17 of those deaths were sleep-related. The majority of sleep-related deaths occurred when the child wasn't sleeping in a crib or bassinet, but instead bed-sharing with a parent. Gas is getting more expensive across the country, as we hear from ABC's Alex Stone.
With oil prices rising, so are gas prices nationwide. Oil feeling the effects of high demand, sanctions on Iran, and less output by OPEC. In the past week, the price of regular unleaded has risen about 4 cents a gallon on average, according to the Energy Department. In California, prices have shot up 8 cents a gallon in the past week because of refinery issues on top of oil prices.
The average price in Kansas City today, $2.69 a gallon. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, I want to remind everyone, if you have any kind of sports gathering coming up, I know we have like a cheer thing on Friday. The absolute easiest thing to do to feed all of those kids is to call Jasper. Let him cook for you. You will have no mess, you will have no cleanup, and you will have no leftovers. I can promise you all three of those things. We've done this for years with the Swim and Dive guys. 816-941-6600 is the number you call. You can order a tray with red sauce, tray with white sauce, pasta, and a big salad that is hands down enough to feed everybody. They'll throw in some breadsticks, and then you don't have to worry about it. And there's no mess or no cleanup because they come in those fantastic aluminum trays. You just toss it when you're done. You're going to love it. And don't forget, for Dine In, Jasper's fall menu is in full swing right now. Pumpkin ravioli is back. Ask for that 6-hour slow-roasted pork shank. Always a favorite for everyone who tries that.
Oh,
and
my
remember,
God,
save room for dessert
so
as well. 816-941-6600 is the number to call. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
Our temperatures will really fall behind our frontal zone. 49 in the morning, afternoon high of 58 degrees. That's part of the reason why the storms are so strong. As we go toward Thursday morning, 38 your morning temperature, afternoon high only about 56, and that may be a stretch. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It is 71 right now at KCI. We're looking at 72 in Blue Springs. It is 71 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
White Lion, right? Their version, yeah. You're right. No. I said it happens on all sides. Somebody says, whatever happened to the congressman that wished death on Trump? I know. That's what's wrong with politics, man.
Is it that?
People don't want to talk about
it. Or is it politics combined with the internet, where you just think you can reach out to this woman and say whatever you want without consequence? I think the social media component in this is huge.
But this wasn't social media, Dana, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was a Facebook post. But with a lot of social media, you can be whomever you want. I mean, if I have to give the guy credit for anything, at least he owned it with his real name and not some fake, you know, somebody on Twitter who goes by, you know, Chocolate Cupcake. I mean, his name's on it. Mm-hmm. He owned it. Stupid, but he owned it. Can't read that one. Freedom of speech. He has a right to say what he thinks. Stop and think about her lifestyle choices. They are all ripe for the picking. But let me remind you, Texter, that if there's anything in here that could be labeled as, quote, lifestyle choice, it might be that she's a lesbian, although I'm not getting into that debate today.
I think MMA is a lifestyle choice.
But kickboxing is not a lifestyle choice, is it? Being an Indian is not a lifestyle choice any more than being black is a lifestyle choice or being white. This is indefensible. You can't say these kinds. I mean, you can't.
But why is it, Scott, that if you would not walk up to a woman and say that to her face, you somehow feel empowered to do so on Facebook? Was he drunk? Is it alcohol?
I have no idea.
Is it, and not that I'm excusing it at all, nor would I, if because you throw alcohol into the equation, somehow that makes it okay. It does not.
And we don't know that.
No, we don't know that, but it just always puzzles me why anyone would think this is a good idea to send this.
I don't know. Especially if you're a technically elected official. It's just dumb, and it lowers the bar on the debate. It's just bad, you know? I mean, how would you react if, I'm not going to sit here and poke fun at Kevin Yoder because he had nothing to do with this. And
he's actually denounced.
Of course he has.
As he should.
Kevin's not stupid. Kevin's not stupid. But, I mean, if it was somebody on the other side saying things about Kevin Yoder that were derogatory and defamatory and rude and mean, I mean, why can't we just have a damn debate in this country? And I don't mean like, hey, let's bring in somebody from the left and somebody from right. We're going to have it out here on the radio program here on Dana and Parks. I'm not talking about that kind of debate. I'm just making the argument, why can't at some point we just stop being, and I will throw myself under the bus. I have said things on social media in the past that I regret.
But if someone threatens your family, I do not put that in the same category of responses as you would for something like this. I just don't.
Fine. But I still probably could have been a little bit more measured in my response.
I have always said this, and you feel free to disagree, Scott. But when it comes to women in positions of power or authority, certainly politics, I think we see the worst come out on the other side. And maybe you could argue both sides, but when it's a woman, they will immediately go to a more personal attack.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
So
at all.
They call, you know, her, you know, we're going to send her back to the reservation and he's going to make fun of her sexual identity. And, you know, he can't talk about policy. So let's make fun of her and then fill in the blank. It can be ethnicity. It could be your sexual orientation. It could be your weight. It could be the way you look.
Well, I mean, but Dana, that to the argument, and I don't know if you were making this argument or not, this happens on both sides. I mean, come on. I'm no fan of Trump, but think of all the things that have been said about him. Orange face, fat, the comments that get made about his hair. You know, I mean, how many times have you seen somebody just refer to Trump as orange man or orange skin man? It happens on both sides. And neither is right. That's my argument. And we're 4 weeks out. In 28 days, thank God, this election is over. But it's only going to get worse before it gets better, especially in a district like this one where it's so close. And people feel like, oh, my God, we're losing something in America. Or the other side would say, we're not getting something in America. And Hillary Clinton was right. There are deplorables in this country. And they're on both sides.
Are they in baskets?
I don't think there are baskets full of deplorables, but there are.
I would say
like a bushel full.
And put this idiot in Shawnee squarely in one of them.
Well, I mean, he assuming that this is actually his post, he didn't say it was. He said he had to contact his lawyer, but I think that kind of answers the question anyway. What he said was wrong. What he said was below the belt, and it speaks to where we've gotten in America with politics, and why you and I, minus when something like this comes up, why we traditionally avoid it. I haven't said the name Nikki Haley all day today. Mm-mm. You know why? Because I can't win. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I don't want to talk about any of that stuff. I'm just talking about the climate. And the political climate in America is embarrassing. Stone cold embarrassing. That people would, like Kathy Griffin with her severed head of Donald Trump in that picture.
Indefensible. But if
this
someone,
comment from this GOP
but,
committee man,
Scott, indefensible. Me here. If someone is going to call out a Kevin Yoder, it will be for his policies.
His allegiance
to Trump, it will be for all of these things over here, where more often than not, if you are going to hit below the belt with Sharice Davids, you are going to make fun of her for personal things that have nothing to do with policy.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I think ask any female politician. I would disagree. Remember that men don't see some of that, but I think people are more likely to argue substance and disagree over policy when it's a male candidate than they are when it's
Kevin
a female
Yoder,
candidate.
Skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee.
That's one example of
Kevin Yoder appearing in a commercial years ago with two children that were not his.
Not the first time a politician's done
that. I understand, but he was ridiculed for those things.
But was
things.
That
those
not also was that not also a campaign when it comes to the commercial? People are pointing out, this is silly. Stop using fake kids in your campaign advertisement. That's not what this man is saying about Sharice Davids. He is making fun of her heritage. he is making fun of. And we've seen that with Elizabeth Warren.
See, but you only see it from one angle. You only see it from the right going to the left. You've got to see it from both sides.
Who was it that called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas? I'm trying to remember.
Donald Trump.
Was it the president?
Yes.
Instead of disagreeing about policy, and here's why, I do believe more often than not when it's a female, they cut straight to a personal attack.
Wow. Okay. I think you see it from one side only. And I think it happens on both sides routinely. There is not a good side and a bad side. There are two bad sides, period.
Or bad behavior.
Yes. Seriously. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. It really is. But you have to, with all due respect, Dana, and you know I love you like the sister I don't have, you can't say, well, this side over here is really polite and they're friendly and they just want to engage in debate about policies and issues, and this side goes for the jugular and they pick on things like kickboxing and being a lesbian. That is simply not true. Both sides are awful. Awful. And I need to point you only to the comments made about the President of the United States. That's not to say he's not without fault, because he does it all the time himself. I'm talking about the slow, methodical degradation of political discourse in America. Now, some people would argue it's always been like this. You forget, Scott, what it was like in the 60s. You're right, I do, because I wasn't there. Scott, this country was founded on this kind of stuff. You know, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, they hated each other, and blah, 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 blah. Maybe it has. But man, if this is the way it's going to be, we need to change when people get elected to Congress. By that, I mean the House of Representatives, to every 4 years. Because I can't do this every 24 months.
Oh, people have been
months.
Saying that for years.
I can't do
you
it.
You know, my brother posted the other day, be the light in the world. Say something kind to someone today. Stop talking about politics. And he wrote this. He will not engage anymore. He stopped voting. He's like, I'm out. This last go around, he said, I'm out. Because it's so hurtful and so negative. And that does concern me, because I think people are more likely to check out, and tell me if you disagree, Scott, between the ages of 18 and, I don't know, what would you say, 30?
I believe only 22% of millennials vote.
Yeah.
And I believe it's 70% of senior citizens vote. Anyway. Aaron and Lawrence, before we get to the break. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
Hi.
I think it's disgusting on both sides. I cannot even watch... I mean, I can't even look at my Facebook anymore, where I used to put my grandkids on or pictures of things that were going on. I am just so upset with so many people that are friends of mine, and it's from both sides. It's not one side, but everybody thinks they're right and can say anything they want about anybody, and it's just not the way I grew up in America.
Yeah, you know,
I will still vote. Sorry. I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Right,
I will
right,
vote,
right, right.
I will do all that, but not listen to it anymore.
Because a Facebook post has always changed people's minds.
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, that's where I go. That's where I go for my voter
that's
information.
I go for my vote. I mean, that's what's so stupid about everyone posting all this awfulness online. And you know, I've been on Twitter a lot less lately because Twitter is so much worse than Facebook.
Oh yeah.
And it's not going to change anybody's mind.
By the way, somebody did bring up several people have actually a name. I don't know why I didn't think of it. A female routinely criticized by the left, Sarah Palin. And mostly about her perceived lack of intelligence.
I was going to say, it wasn't about her looks.
No, but it was about her perceived lack of intelligence, that she was dumb. And that's what they said. That's what the left said about Sarah Palin, that she was dumb.
They said the same thing about Dan Quayle.
Yep.
That is actually true.
He couldn't spell potato correctly. He must be a dummy. I mean, it goes on both sides. George W. Bush, remember how dumb he was? He was an idiot, if you listen to people on the left.
But wasn't it better back then? I have caught
I
myself...
I don't know. That's
Scott,
a good question.
I have caught myself saying before what I would give to have a Bush back. Like back then when we thought it was bad, oh, please give me George Bush back.
Well, some of us thought it was pretty good. But yeah, it's just, it's incredible how angry people are. Just angry as hell. And I just don't get it. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know, with all the rain we've been having, once everything cools down, dries out, call my folks at Seal Once KC. Have them come out and permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your house to avoid all kinds of problems. Their experienced team will come out, clean, and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. And we did this with our big privacy fence, our privacy panels, and our fence around our home. That is an investment. And we never had it sealed. Seal Once came out and did that for us, and they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. We did the same on our little deck. So if you have a deck, driveway, fence, they'll do that with any wood or concrete surface on the outside of your house. Then you go inside, think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there. They'll put that permanent polymer decorative coating down. They'll do the flakes on your garage floor. They'll do the amazing treatment on your basement floor. The next time you're in a restaurant, look down. Most of the restaurants have that coating on their floor, and it's because it's so easy to keep clean. It looks great. Call them now, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Let's get one more in here real quick. We got to get to the news and then your keyword to cash. Susan in the Northland. Susan, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Just calling to put in my two cents.
Okay.
I know you think it's even on both sides, but I believe that it got much, much worse during the debates when we had a person who became the president of the United States and is the leader of the free world and who we should all look up to respectfully, denigrating his opponent, specifically Carly Fiorina, her looks. He made fun of Ted Cruz's wife's looks. He makes fun of every woman's looks if they're not a 10 in his estimation.
Yeah, the, I'd forgotten about
that. The sexual accusers, one of them who is now in her 70s, that said that, you know, he had accosted her on an airplane 50 years ago. He said, look at that. Look at her. Who would even believe that? I mean, this has got my blood boiling that you would think this was even at all. The reason people call him fat is because he has led by example and has judged every woman in his orbit on her looks.
If you think I was defending him, I wasn't.
I don't think it's even on both sides. I don't see pictures of any first lady going across Facebook like I did of Michelle Obama that were photoshopped or morphed into some ape-like persona.
You are right in that regard, Susan.
There is absolutely no comparison. It's not only not even on both sides. It's way, it's on a bar graph. It's a lot compared to nothing.
What about severed heads being lifted out of buckets at photo shoots?
I don't agree with that.
I mean, that's pretty dramatic. I mean, that's worth at least two or three really mean comments.
And, Scott, she hasn't worked since. She hasn't worked since.
Right.
No one's going to defend that.
All these things. Well, I didn't, but the rest of the people did. He elected the person who said these things and who brought us to a new low in politics, of which we'll never recover. And no one can ever criticize anyone else again for speaking like him because it was acceptable in this election. So from now on, you're going to see gloves are off with everybody.
Well, but the gloves were not off with this guy in Johnson County in Shawnee. He's being roundly criticized. He had a position on some barbecue board or whatever the hell that was. He got kicked off of that immediately. I mean, there are repercussions for bad behavior.
Thank you for the call, Susan.
All right.
Thanks, Susan. She can call anytime she wants.
Of course, because you agree with her. keyword to cash is PACK, P-A-C-K, PACK. P-A-C-K. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword this hour is PAC. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Rebecca Crockett.
Happening now on KMBZ, the threat for tornadoes in the metro may be over, but flooding could still be a problem. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Are you embarrassed to smile? Do you cover your mouth when you laugh? Don't go another day being unhappy with your smile. Dr. Ross Headley at KC Smile can change all of that for you. For the past 23 years, Dr. Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. When I visited KC Smile, I saw a book that was filled with before and after photos of patients whose lives have been changed because now they can smile with confidence. Dr. Headley has patients come from all over the country, and your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after having the dental procedure. It's a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.